Inside WikiLeaks, written by Daniel Domscheit-Berg with Tina Klopp and read by Adrian Mulraney. When I joined WikiLeaks in 2007, I found myself involved in a project devoted above all to one goal: subjecting the power that was exercised behind closed doors to public scrutiny. The idea of using an internet platform to create transparency where it was most resisted was as simple as it was brilliant. Over the course of my time with Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, I would experience firsthand how power and secrecy corrupt people. As the months passed, WikiLeaks developed in a direction that dismayed core members of the team and led us to leave the project in September 2010. I was confident that the diplomatic, almost reticent criticism I voiced at the time would cause people to question the power of WikiLeaks and the chief figure behind it, as is the case with other organizations. In fact, the opposite happened. Small segments of the public around the world, people who had been acquainted with the topic for a while, did begin to criticize what WikiLeaks had turned into, but their questions were drowned out in the hype surrounding the platform for leaking confidential documents and its founder. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, bound inextricably to each other, became a pop culture phenomenon. That was due primarily to the informational vacuum at the heart of a secretive organization whose motto is transparency. Now, like so many of the people to whom we gave a platform for revelations, I have decided to make inside information public. This isn't a decision I have taken lightly. For a long time, I was torn between feelings of loyalty and my own moral standards. At WikiLeaks, we often used to say that only an accurate historical record can enable a true understanding of the world. I have decided to do my part toward that end with this book.